Yeah, the New Mexico case is related but a little different, and it is about whether Meta protected young people from child predators and sexually explicit content on its platforms, and they found that they did not, right? So with that historic payout and verdict combined with this one today, I mean, this week has just seen two verdicts that have been in the works, Elsa, for years and years and years. It's really a day of reckoning for social media companies, and the plaintiffs' lawyers have been outside the courtroom and saying today is sort of like the reckoning that the big tobacco industry had in the late 90s, the legal crusade that led to industry-wide changes, and they're hoping eventually that that's what happens on social media in the coming years.
Well, let's talk about that reckoning because hundreds of millions of people use social media every day. So how could this verdict change the way people use apps like Facebook or Instagram or YouTube, you think?
Yeah, so this was just the story of one woman and her struggles and how social media led to a lot of those mental health struggles like depression and anxiety and body image issues. But really, this case, as you mentioned, is tied to thousands of others that have been consolidated into one case that are sort of waiting to see the outcome of this one. This is what's known as a bellwether. It's a test case. Now we're going to move, Elsa, to see how all of those thousands of cases will settle, right? And
yeah.
I would say this verdict gives plaintiffs a lot of leverage to say, hey, we're not going to conclude these thousands of cases until you make platform-wide changes that change the fundamental fabric of social media for young people.